I'm pleased to welcome Elizabeth Katz and Caleb Farley. Thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
And we have also Matt Hines, who is director of the Paducah-Tillman High School Choral Department. Congratulations on a very ambitious project. Elizabeth and Caleb, what do you think? How's the show going?
It's really fun. It's crazy. It's a lot. But it's going to be really good. We're excited.
It's a big show, but everyone's super committed. Everyone's working really hard to give out a good show that really showcases the talent that we have here at Tillman and, you know, such the talent of, you know, the young artists we have here.
Indeed. Your school has such a heritage of vocal talent in particular. So you two must be pretty good to play lead.
Well, I'm all right, I guess.
Tell me your favorite songs. I have some, but you tell me.
I like People Will Say We're in Love. That's good. And I like one of the other characters' songs, All or Nothing. You?
I like People Will Say We're in Love too, because I like, you know, being playful with this one. And I really like Poor Judd Is Dead. I think that song is really, really funny, all tongue in cheek sort of stuff.
I was hoping one of you would say that one is pretty cool. Poor Judd Is Dead. I did not know that Oklahoma earned a special Pulitzer Prize in 1944. Did you?
I did not.
No, I didn't know that.
I think of it as just a grand old show. Why don't you go through and tell us what happens? Boy meets girl, boy meets girl. Does that sum it all up?
I mean, I think we were like, Laurie and Curly were good friends their whole like childhood, and they like each other, but they don't want to admit it. They're both stubborn, and they have other friends, Ada Wanny and Will Parker, and they also have like a love triangle with this peddler man. But Laurie sees with Judd that she really does not like Judd, and that she wants to be with Curly, and then they get married.
Yeah, it's a constant fight over Lori's affection, whether we're bidding for her lunch basket or not.
How many in the cast in all?
25.
Wow. Neither one of you said, "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning," which is absolutely one of my all-time favorite tunes. I want to know about you two. What other productions have you performed in so far in your careers?
Well, over the summer, both of us were at GSA for musical theater, and we didn't do a show, but we did put on like a little review thing, songs, and that was really fun. Recently, I was at a camp, and I did Thoroughly Modern Millie, and then before that, I was in Fiddler on the Roof, and I was Hoddle, and yeah.
Most recent show I've done was last fall. I was in the Mark's House production of Willy Wonka, and I got to play Willy Wonka, and that was tons of fun. I've also been in High School Musical before, played one of the supporting roles in that, and Henry and Ramona when I was in fifth grade. I think I was Henry. That's been a lot of fun too.
Now tell me, Oklahoma is at Paducah-Tillman High School Auditorium Friday, November 1st at 7:30, Saturday night at 7:30, and Sunday at 2:30. How do you keep your voices intact?
Well, I mean, just this week alone, we've had rehearsals every night from 6 to 9, and yesterday our whole choir went to Bowling Green. We had to get up at like 5 in the morning and sing all day, and so, I mean, we're kind of used to it. I mean, I just
there's an endurance you have to build up.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I think it'll be good. We've been running the show, and we have a whole week of running it. So, I mean, we'll get used to it.
I drink a lot of orange juice, and I like orange juice. Good for your voice. And I force myself not to sing or talk when I'm at home.
Yeah.
Now, tell me some of the highlights of run-up to show. Have you had any particularly amusing moments?
Oh, just little things here and there. A couple nights ago, we were during one of the scenes. I make a comment to Laura that she doesn't particularly like. She chased me around with a broom, and I ran around Aunt Eller and just completely ran into the table that she was working at and just knocked over everything that she had on the table. And that was embarrassing.
But it's been really fun because all the cast members are a lot of fun, and we're all a really
we get along really well. We work really well as an ensemble.
Do you like the way it's shaped up overall?
Oh yes, I'm very happy with it, and I cannot wait to show people.
Yeah, I'm just ready to perform it. Ready to get the costumes and lights and orchestra. It'll be really good.
Who's doing costumes?
Creatures of Habit, Natalia and
wonderful
Jack.
Yeah. Wonderful, and you'll have a live orchestra.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Wow, Matt, are you there? Is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, these guys pretty well said it all. They're a bunch of hardworking kids, and like they said, I mean, we're real excited to showcase the talent we have here. And as you know, we do have a long tradition of excellence here, and this is just another opportunity to show our community what we have here and what the Paducah Tillman is all about.
Okay, so again, we're talking about Oklahoma performances at 7:30, November 1st. November 2nd and a matinee November 3rd. Do the business, Matt, about how tickets are obtained and how much they cost.
Sure. Our ticket sales are all going through our school, so during school hours, people can call us at 444-5650, talk to our office manager. We're selling three levels of tickets. There's a high level at $20, and then we have our medium level at $15, and we have $8 tickets available also. And again, like I said, we'll be selling those all the way up through the performance of the show. We will be selling tickets at the door, but people can pay by credit card over the phone, and ticket sales are going well. So we hope we encourage them to hurry up and get those tickets for us.
A quick question: what's the runtime?
The runtime is about 2 hours.
Excellent.
About 2 hours. So we start at 7:30. The show should be over about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Excellent. Thank you, everybody, for being here today on
Thank
Sounds
Good.
Thank
you for having us.
Elizabeth Katz and Caleb Farley, student leads for the Paducah Tillman High School production of Oklahoma, along with the director of the choral department, Matt Hines.